praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for blessings you have poured out upon us. Thank you for breakthroughs. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient unto us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your power that is working in us, making us to do your will all the time. Thank you for making us perfect before you. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for how you have corrected us through the revelation of your word and the teaching of your word. Thank you for how you have equipped us and edified us through the truth of your word. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the darkness you have removed from our lives, from our hearts, through the knowledge of your truths. We thank you, Lord, for setting us on the right path that leads to eternal life. Thank you for setting our feet on the right path that will lead us into a glorious future. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all the teachings we have done on this platform, and how you have used those teachings to enlighten us and to revive us and to transform us. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be having another teaching discussion in your presence right now, speak to every heart that is listening. Minister life and light to every soul. Let everyone learn a new thing that would help their lives at this time. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And we are going to continue from where we stopped during the last teaching. We have been talking about the Holy Spirit and your spirit. And we have talked on several points. The last point we talked about was the Holy Spirit sets your spirit on fire. The next one I will be talking about now, which is point six. Is your spirit can channel the Holy Spirit's presence and power from your inside. Your spirit man can channel the Holy Spirit's presence and power from your inside. Yeah. So which means the presence of the Holy Spirit in you and the power of the Holy Spirit in you can come out to your environment, can feel your environment, can feel the earth, can feel the world, can touch people. The presence of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit inside you as a Christian, as a child of God, and as a temple of God. Yeah, because we are God's temple. He resides in us. So His presence can spread out from inside of you to the outside to wage war against the dark kingdoms, and also to minister life to people, to minister light to people, to cause a revival, to set captives free, yeah, and even to do wonders, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils. So the presence of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you can do great things. Yeah, because your spirit can bring it out. Your spirit can channel the Holy Spirit's power and presence. Yeah, let's look at the scripture where Jesus said, let your light so shine. Let your light so shine before men. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The verses before this particular one says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Yeah. It says that men cannot light a candle and put it under a bushel or a basket, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So as you know that we have different kinds of light. We have some light that only shines for a moment, for a time, and then they stop shining. Maybe because the fuel got exhausted. The fuel that is sustaining those lights got exhausted. Like if you light a candle, after some time the candle will burn out. Yeah. Or if you light a lantern or a lamp, when the battery of that lamp runs down, the light goes dim and eventually the light dies. Yeah. or a lantern that is using a fuel. Once the fuel dries, the oil dries, the lantern goes off. Yeah, but the kind of light that we are as believers is not a light that goes off. Why? Because the source we are connected to cannot run dry. Yeah, so if the Holy Ghost is our fuel, and we know that the Holy Ghost cannot run dry. Yeah, He is eternal life, meaning a life that has no end. So, the more you take from that life, the more it multiplies. Yeah, so imagine you have a river, and the more people fetch from that river, the more the water keeps increasing. Yeah, that is an example of eternal life. And that's an example of the nature of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so the presence of the Holy Spirit in us guarantees that we can shine a light that will never die. That you can shine a light that will never die. So meaning that you can continue to shine. You can continue to be a blessing. You can continue to be a solution to the problems in your generation. Not because you are smart, and not because you are intelligent, and not because you are wise, but because you are connected to a source that does not quench, a source that does not run dry. You are connected to a fuel that does not dry off. I don't know if you are getting the point. Now, this is just the starting point of my teaching on this point. Yeah. But the real thing I'm talking about here is that your spirit can channel the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that is in you. It can channel it out. Yeah, so you can from inside manifest the presence of the Holy Spirit. You can from your inside manifest the power of your Holy Spirit. I mean, the power of the Holy Spirit. And you will see with your eyes. Even others will see with their eyes. Miracles. Transformation. Revival. Blessings. Helps. Yeah. Because the Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit is real. Let me put it that way. Do you believe that? The Holy Spirit is not a fiction. He is not a mirage. He is real. Yeah. And He does real things. I believe you know that. His presence can be felt. His presence is tangible. Can be felt. Yeah. So, and he does things that can be felt, things that can be seen, verified, things that can be, what word can I use? Let's say, for instance, the Holy Spirit healed a crippled man. Yeah, everybody know that that man is crippled. I mean, that man has been crippled. But now, he's no longer crippled. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit does things that can be verified and can be maybe I should call it legitimate things. The Holy Spirit is not a scam. Yeah, it does things that are real, and you can point to those things and say that this is the Lord's doing. Yeah, because this was how it were, and this is what it is now. So the Holy Spirit changes things, changes people's life. Yeah, so he is not hidden. He is visible. Though we might not be able to say this is his form, this is how he look like. But we can see his operations. Which means that you, as a carrier of the Holy Spirit, can also with your eyes see the operations of the Holy Spirit in your life and in your environment. Yeah. If you can, with your spirit, bring him into your situations. So with your spirit, you can bring the Holy Ghost into your environment. You can bring the Holy Ghost into your situations, and you will see him turn things around. Yeah. The Bible says that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yeah. So let's say, for instance, you're worshiping God with your spirit, in the spirit. I mean, in the environment of your spirit, you're worshiping God, you're praising God. Yeah, that alone can bring down, or maybe I should use the word, bring out the presence and power of the Holy Spirit into your physical environment. Yeah, we saw what Paul and Silas did. Yeah. I think in Acts chapter 16, yeah, we saw how they threw them into prison. And the Bible says at midnight, Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. So they were not ashamed of the Holy Spirit. They were not thinking, oh, these people are looking at us. These people will make fun of us. They were not looking at the eyes of the people that were also prisoners with them. They, with their voice, began to praise God and to pray. And then look at verse 26 of Acts chapter 16. It says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. This is not a fiction. It's not a scientific fiction movie. Yeah, this is a reality, something the Holy Ghost did. Yeah, this happened for real. So it was not in the dream that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. It was not in the dream. It was not in the spiritual realm. It was in the physical. So everyone witnessed the earthquake. The whole building shook. Yeah, violently. And the chains were broken. The doors of the prison flung open. As they did what? As they prayed and sang praises in the spirit. So with their spirit, they connected with heaven. And the power that is in heaven, the might that is in God manifested, and there was an earthquake. Yeah, so which means that you carry the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in you that can cause earthquakes in any way. You carry a presence and power in you that can change situations, that can turn things around. And then you might ask, how come all this while? How come all this while I have that power and presence in me? How come nothing has changed in my situation? It's because you don't know how to bring him into your situations with your spirit. Yeah. Because there are laws that govern the realm of God. There are laws that govern the realm of the Holy Spirit. There are principles. For instance, Paul and Silas were not blaming God. They were unjustly beaten and thrown into the prison. They were not in that situation blaming God, questioning God. Yeah, they were not regretting that they went into ministry. They were not regretting. They were not saying, why did I even answer God's call and start preaching? Why did I even do this? If I knew God was going to punish me like this, I wouldn't even have served him. They were not saying all those rubbish. Yeah. They were not saying all those foolish words. Even in the midst of their troubles, they forgot about what the enemy did against them, but began to sing praises unto the God of heaven and the earth, and began to pray in the spirit. And something happened, which I've read to you. There was an earthquake. Yeah, so if we really worship God and pray according to the standard of the Bible, we will see greater manifestations of God than what the people of the Bible saw. Yeah, if we follow how the people of the Bible worshipped and served God, we are going to see greater manifestations of God's presence and power even than what they saw. Yeah, so now, remember the point we are looking at says, your spirit can channel the Holy Spirit's presence and power from your inside. From your inside, your spirit can channel the Holy Spirit's presence and power. Yeah. Jesus also said something. He said, out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Yeah, have you read about that in your Bible? In John chapter 7, John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Yeah, so in other words, Jesus was saying that those that believe on him, they will produce living waters. Yeah. From a source in them. And that source is the Holy Ghost. Yeah. So from the Holy Ghost that is in them, they will be producing living waters. Living waters. So which means life would be going out of them. Life would be going out of them, out of their bellies, living waters. Yeah. Power would be going out of them. Light would be coming out of them. Yeah. So your spirit can channel the Holy Spirit's presence and power. In fact, your spirit wants to do that a lot. A lot. Now, let's look at Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. Luke 17. Yeah, I read verse 20. And when it was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Yeah. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. Let's read it from New Living Translation, Luke 17, verse 20 and 21. One day the Pharisees asked Jesus, when will the kingdom of God come? Jesus replied, the kingdom of God can't be detected by visible signs or by your speculations. Verse 21, you won't be able to say, here it is, or it's over there. For the kingdom of God is already among you. Yeah, or is within you, or is in your grasp. Yeah. The kingdom of God is already among us. Is already within us. Yeah. So what does that mean? Yeah. Jesus said, the kingdom of God does not come by speculations, by visible signs, by observation. Now, what he meant by observation, speculations, visible signs, you know, is that you don't try to predict it by looking up into the sky, by studying the stars. You know, there are some people we call astrologers, star readers. They read the stars. So you can't, through that, detect the kingdom of God, because it's not in that. Yeah, it's not even by trying to look at where is the next place miracles are happening. Yeah, and then you are looking. Yes, you are looking for where miracles are happening. And then you are able to say, if miracles are happening here, that means the kingdom of God is here. If you try to detect God's kingdom through miracles, you will fail. And you will be deceived. Yeah, because it can't be detected by visible signs. Yeah. Then how can it be detected? By believing that it's already here. Yeah. That is how we would enter into the kingdom. And that is how we would manifest the power and the glory that is in the kingdom of God, by believing that is already inside of you. So how many of you believe that the kingdom of God is within you? Yeah, do you really believe that? That God and the whole of heaven is within you. Do you believe that? If you do, then you are able to manifest the power of God's kingdom and the glory of God's kingdom in the earth. But if you are looking for the kingdom of God by studying signs, studying events, you will be deceived because it's not there. Yeah, it's invisible. The kingdom itself is invisible to the physical world, but yet it produces visible things. Yeah, so you don't trace the kingdom by studying visible signs and events. You get connected with the kingdom through faith that it is already within us. Jesus said that anyone that loves him will be loved by his Father. Anyone that obeys words will be loved by the Father. And then he said, the Father will come together with him and they will make abode with that person. So if you are doing the will of God, the Father with Jesus, and of course with the Holy Ghost that is already in you, and then all the angels of heaven will come and live in you. Have you also read that place in the scripture? Yeah. That the Father and the Son and all of the people in heaven will come and reside in you. Because you love the Father and you obey His will. Yeah. So then, what are we saying? The kingdom is here. Yeah. And your spirit can manifest the power of the kingdom right here in the earth. Your spirit can manifest the authority of the kingdom, the dominion of the kingdom, the glory of the kingdom right here on earth, just the way Jesus manifested the kingdom. Yeah. So it was the Spirit doing all of those works. Yeah. Let us look at another scripture in 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you believe that? 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you believe that? When you pray, do you pray with that faith, with that understanding? Yeah, because whether you believe or not, it is true. Greater is he that is in you as a child of God than he that is in the world. And we know that he that is in the world. Yeah. We know that he that is in the world means the kingdoms of darkness, agents of darkness, powers of hell, We know it means Satan. It means Satan and all his hosts. It means principalities. It means witchcraft and all the works of the devil. So we know what and who that he symbolizes. And then the word of God says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And your spirit wants to manifest that greatness of he that is in you. But many of us in the church, we have limited the greatness of he that is in us through fear and doubt and unbelief. Yeah. Devil is not stronger than he that is in us. What devil does is to scare you, to deceive you, to make you lose to make you lose connection with your identity. That's what devil does. To make you not agree with your identity in God. To make you not believe in who you are in God and in the greatness of who is in you. Yeah, that is all that devil is doing. Devil himself knows. Imagine, devil knows what you don't want to know. Yeah, even though we are teaching you, preaching it every time, devil knows it, but you don't want to know it. Devil knows that the person that is in you is greater than him. Do you believe? Devil knows, and all of them, they are scared because they know that. They know that he that is in you is greater than them. They know, even the witches and the wizards, they know. But what they do is to try to enslave you through fear, through sin. They create temptations for you to fall into sin. Because they know if you are in sin, God will not hear you, or your authority will be weak. Yeah, and then they also try to deceive you, to make you lose the knowledge of who is in you. Yeah, and who you are in God. Yeah, so once they succeed in doing that, then they attack you and then they win. But they themselves, they know that the one in you is greater than them. They know it. Yeah. They know it. So the question is, do you really believe that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Yeah, because I'm talking about the fact that your spirit can channel the power of the Holy Spirit and the presence of the Holy Spirit from your inside to the outside. And one of the things that your spirit needs to do that is your faith, your fearlessness, your boldness, your courage, your confidence. That is what your spirit needs to do that. Yeah, but if you don't give your spirit those things that it needs to do that, you will remain a slave to those weaklings. Yeah, those forces you are scared of. They are weaklings. They are weak. But yet, they are stronger than many Christians. Because they failed to do the right thing. Anyhow, I pray that you'll be able to look at the devil in his eyes. I mean, look into the eyes of the devil and look at the forces and powers of hell and tell them that greater is he that is in me than all of you. I pray you'll be able to do that. And not that you are doing that with fear, but with strong faith and boldness in Jesus' name. Now let's look at another scripture in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. This is Abraham. Even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. I have made thee a father. I have made thee a father of many nations. Yeah, let's read from New Living Translation. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. This is what the scriptures mean when God told him. That is when God told Abraham, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Yeah. Collect forth things that be not as though they were. Yeah. It says, this happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. So when God spoke to Abraham, he received God's word with faith. He received God's word with faith in his spirit. He received God's word with faith. And he believed in God as the one who is able to bring the dead back to life. And not only that, as the one who creates new things out of nothing. And Abraham was able to hold on to God's word for many years without wavering until the word came to pass. Yeah, the Bible told us of certain people who lost the blessings because God's word did not mix with faith in their heart. Yeah, God's word did not mix with faith in their heart. And that is in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So the word that was preached to us and that profited us did not profit them. Why? Because it did not mix with faith in their hearts. So when they heard the word, they did not believe. That was why it did not profit them. Yeah. So now that you are hearing the word, do you believe? Yeah. Do you really believe? Yeah, that is how you will be able to channel the presence and power of the Holy Spirit from within you by faith. By faith. By faith. Yeah, let's look at another scripture. Let us look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. Yeah, I'm just going to pick some few words from this verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Now, what I'm picking from this verse is that maybe the phrase or a clause. Yeah, it says, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son. Yeah. Apostle Paul said he served God with his spirit. Yeah. Meaning that he know God with his spirit. Yeah. So he served God with his spirit in the gospel of his son. So everything he is doing in ministry, he was doing it with his spirit. Yeah, God want to be served by our how do I put it? God want to be served spiritually. He want us to serve him with our spirit, just as he want us to worship him with our spirit. Yeah. He wants us to know him with our spirit. Now, this is how we'll be able to see great things happen by the Holy Spirit in our lives. Yeah. Let's consider you as a person. And then, as a parent, as a businessman, businesswoman, as a pastor, I don't know what you do for a living. How much of the Spirit of God, have you been able to bring into what you are doing for a living? How much of God's presence and power have you brought into that thing you are doing? Into your family, how much of God's presence and power have you brought into your family through your Spirit? Yeah. How much of God's power have you brought into your business, into your career, through your Spirit? Yeah, because the Holy Ghost wants to take over the world. Yeah, the kingdom of God wants to take over. Want to take over the earth from the kingdoms that are controlling it. I've said it before. Remember the vision that God gave Nebuchadnezzar, which Daniel interpreted. And in fact, Nebuchadnezzar even forgot the vision or the dream. Daniel had to pray and get both the dream and interpretation. Yeah. Remember that he saw a stone or a rock cut out from somewhere, and the rock was coming with a very high speed, and the rock smashed in pieces the statue that was full of gold, bronze, and all of that. Have you read that place in your Bible? And Daniel told the king, he said, let me finish the vision. After that rock, that stone smashed down the statue, then it now become a big empire. Yeah, and the statue represents all the kingdoms of this world, all the kingdoms that have ruled the earth. And then that rock represents the coming of the kingdom of God. Yeah, and the rock came and smashed all the it smashed the statue into pieces. And then the rock now became a big empire, a big kingdom. So that is what the kingdom of God has come to do. So from the time of Jesus, from that time where, when Jesus said, the kingdom is within you. In another place, Jesus said, if I cast out devils with the finger of God, that means the kingdom of God has come upon you. So from that time, what the kingdom of God has come to do is to take over this earth from those kingdoms and governments, demonic governments that are ruling it. Yeah, so that was why I asked the question. How much of your life, your career, your family, of God's kingdom taking over? I remember I said this some time ago. I was praying in the Spirit. And all of a sudden I saw myriads of angels. I mean, thousands of angels, like line up. You know, in those days when two nations are fighting, sometimes you know the victory by which nation has the highest number of soldiers. Yeah. Sometimes with the number of the soldiers, you can tell which nation will win. Yeah. So in those ancient times, you will see those soldiers line up. Sometimes they are 20,000 in number, 50,000 in number. So that was how I saw those angels line up. A lot of them. And I was like, God, what is this? Yeah, then he said that the kingdom is here to take over. Yeah, that his kingdom is in the head, to take over the head. To take over the head. Yeah, so the question is, since I have established in this teaching that the kingdom of God is inside you, as a believer, how much of your life have you allowed that kingdom to take over? I don't know if you're understanding my words, yeah, or my English, or maybe I should say, how much of your life has the kingdom take over? How much in your family? How many people in your family? We have unbelievers in your family. People that don't even know Christ. How much of them have been taken over by the kingdom of God that is in you? Yeah, what are you doing so that God's kingdom in you can subdue your environment and the people around you? And as I've said in this teaching, that is not difficult. It's not difficult for your spirit to do these things. Because your spirit really wants to do it. Your spirit wants to channel the greatness of God from inside you to the outside. Yeah, your spirit wants to do that. So you are the one to start speaking the right language. You are the one to start believing the right things. Yeah, so you are the one to feed your spirit with the right things. How much fasting have you done? Since we have been fasting in this ministry, I know some people who have never fasted. Yeah. They don't need to tell me whether they fast or not. There's a way I can know how many people have fasted and how many are not fasting. Yeah. So I know some people who have never fasted, since we have been fasting twice a week in this ministry. Yeah, so fasting is one of the things that will bring out the kingdom that is in you to prevail on the outside. And of course, prayers. And of course, faith, as I have said earlier. Yeah, so you know what to do. And you know why you're not doing it. And you know how to fix it. Because sometimes people confuse themselves. They know what to do to overcome the enemy. And they know why they have not been doing it. And they know what to do to fix it, to fix the why. And then they just sit down and say, oh God, help me. Yeah, they just say, oh God, help me. God will never help such people. Yeah. Because they are just deceivers. And God cannot be deceived. They have deceived themselves. Yeah, you know you have to trust the word of God. You have to believe the word of God. And then you are not believing the word of God. And you are saying it should help you. Help you to do what? Yeah. When you already know what to do, you are still asking him to help you. Yeah. And because you are not willing to do his will, even when help comes, you still will not change. Even when God sends his servants to teach the same thing you have been failing to do, because you are not willing to do it, you will still sit down there and keep saying, oh God, help me. God will not help you. That's the point. You have to do what you have to do. Yeah. Because many of us know these things. Thousands of preachers have been preaching much of the things I say. They have been doing it for years, even before I was born. Yeah, but I realized that this generation don't really want to do anything for God, even for themselves. Yeah, we are so lazy and disobedient. Yeah, so just rise and do something. For it is certain that the greatness of God in you wants to come out and prevail. Yeah, as you pray, pray with that faith that there is kingdom of God in you, and that kingdom is not trying to win. That kingdom I've already won. So you are the one to enforce the kingdom on your environment and even on your body, on your soul, on your mind, on your emotions, feelings. You enforce the kingdom. Yeah, because the kingdom already conquered all. The kingdom of God have already defeated all. So we are to, by faith, enforce it. So when I am praying, I'm not praying like someone that is not sure of victory. I don't pray like that. Why? Because I know that he that is in me has conquered he that is in the world. Yeah. And that is why my prayer will work. Yeah. Because I'm not weak in faith. Yeah. So I'm going to stop here. We will move to the next point next Tuesday. So if you have questions, you can ask on the Telegram platform. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for showing us how we can, through our spirit, bring down heaven. into the earth. Even bring out heaven from inside of us. Into the earth, into this dimension. Thank you for showing us that through our spirit, your Holy Ghost can manifest his dominion, his presence, his power in the earth. Lord, I ask that you help as many who have had this teaching and are willing to trust you, to believe you, to walk in the Spirit, to exercise their spirit for the manifestation of your victory in the earth. I ask, O Lord, that you help them to achieve and attain these things in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you come to your senses and stop believing lies and foolishness of men and start believing the word of God as it is. I pray that the Lord help you to do this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.